There is a lot of discussion about protein in wheat now that we're right at harvest. Hi, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And the discussion of protein seems to be more punctuated by the discount schedules or the premiums that are being offered for wheat protein at some elevators. To understand the percent protein in the wheat kernel at harvest, it's important to understand how protein actually gets into the wheat kernel. The first thing that moves into a developing wheat kernel is the protein. It is used to form the outer structures of the wheat kernel and the embryo, or the part that germinates the seed. This protein is formed from nitrogen that's moved from the leaves and the stems of the plant. The second thing to move into the wheat kernel is the carbohydrates. They are moved into the starchy area of the wheat kernel, the endosperm. This is the part of the kernel that feeds the developing plant after it germinates, but before those roots really begin functioning. A great deal of the protein in the kernel is deposited into the developing kernel very early in the grain fill process. Over half of the protein is put into the kernel during that first 20 days right after flowering. After those initial structures of the kernel are formed, the carbohydrates then begin to move into the kernel. If the plant is not stressed from weather conditions, diseases, or other things along those lines during grain fill, the plant will continue to add carbohydrates into the developing seed's endosperm. The additional carbohydrates during a good grain fill period is how we add additional weight to the kernels, resulting in higher wheat yields. Now, there's also protein deposited within the endosperm. However, since protein flows into this area later in the development, it's generally much less in concentration, and that is especially true if the plant is overall lacking nitrogen. Now, you really can't discuss protein percentages without also discussing wheat yields. Protein measured at the elevator is just the percentage of the kernel that is protein. If you have high yields, you likely have more carbohydrates in the kernel, and this results in lower percentage of the kernel being protein. If you have lower yields, likely because of plant stress, the kernel has less carbohydrates and a higher percentage of the kernel is the protein. The percent protein in a wheat kernel can be influenced by your fertility program. Greater amounts of nitrogen can help minimize nitrogen stress and results in higher protein content and many times higher yields. Now, one of the questions that I've been getting this week is, can the protein content of wheat change after it's ready to harvest? And the answer is no. Environmental conditions cannot change the percent protein that is in that wheat kernel after the plant senesces or turns the golden yellow color. The amount of protein and carbohydrates are set in the wheat kernel at that time. Now, rain can change the test weight of that wheat, but it cannot influence the percent protein of a wheat kernel. So then the next question that comes up is, how does rain affect wheat test weight? Well, rain that occurs when the wheat has dried down for harvest can slightly change the test weight. This is because that as it rains or mists, the wheat kernel will absorb the moisture. This causes the seed to swell slightly. As that seed dries back out, that outer seed coat of the seed will not shrink back into place at the exact same size and same shape as it was previously. This results in tiny wrinkles in that seed coat. Because of these wrinkles, the kernels will not slide past each other quite as easily or pack as tightly into a container. So picture this. If a container will hold 500 wheat kernels before the rain, it may only hold 475 kernels after the rain because they're not packing as tightly into that same container. With less kernels, the test weight, or the pounds per bushel, will be less than before. However, the protein content will remain the same as before the rain because it's just a percent of that kernel weight that is the protein. All in all, Mother Nature is a really big determining factor of protein content on our wheat. Stress during grain fill does greatly influence our yields and therefore our protein percentage. We can also play a role in determining our percent protein by the nitrogen applied before and during the growing season. Finally, the variety can play a role in the percent protein, but many times Mother Nature is a much bigger determining factor in the percent protein of your wheat kernel. If you have additional questions or want to see some other resources, I have them linked on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow along to see what I'm finding out in the field and see how wheat harvest is progressing on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. You can always track me down at one of the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices, and those are in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs.